In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, Amen. Question 219. Why do we honor relics? We honor relics because they are the bodies of the saints, or objects connected with the saints, or with our Lord. So we honor them for the same reason, if you will, that men took their hats off, only it's amplified. I remember when I was given my grandfather's pocket knife. I treasured it. It was his. He carried it in his pocket. When I was given his father's Navy uniform, I treasured it. When I was given my great-great-grandfather's insignia from his service in the Civil War, I treasured these things because they belonged to my ancestors. And we honor the relics, too. Another reason is because some of the bodies of the saints are incorruptible, meaning after the saint dies, the body simply does not decompose whatsoever. One of them is Saint Bernadette of Soubirous. I got to see her her mortal remains, when I was in Nevers in France. And you can get up maybe as close as 2 feet from her face. She's in a glass sarcophagus. There's no embalming, no tricks. There is a thin coating of wax over her skin because they have to clean things once in a while and, well, dust off the face and hands. Looks like she just died yesterday. So this is another reason to honor that God has done this miracle, and there's simply no medical or scientific explanation as to how this could possibly happen, that somebody could be dug up 50 years after they've been in the ground, and it's like they died yesterday. And roughly, I think there's about 225, 230 Catholic saints who are incorruptible in the history of the Church. So this is a way to honor God, to admire His work. 220. When does the First Commandment forbid the making or the use of statues or pictures? The First Commandment forbids the making or use of statues and pictures only when they promote false worship. An example of this would be using a medal not to remind us of a saint, but simply as a good luck charm. So false worship, at the essence of false worship, is to worship someone who is not God. Notice the catechism was against a good luck charm, because in the Catholic faith we say that there is no such thing as luck, no such thing as chance or fortune, really. There is only providence, the providence of God. Question 221. Is it right to show respect to the statues and pictures of Christ and of the saints? It is right to show respect to the statues and pictures of Christ and the saints, just as it is right to show respect to the images of those whom we honor or love on earth. I remember as a boy in Kansas City, the birthday of George Washington was, shall we say, more important than it is in our times, sadly. And there was a big statue of George Washington, and I remember once we went down there, and a wreath was laid before his statue. Well, no one was worshiping George Washington as if he were God. But it is right to honor the people who have made great sacrifices and done great good to our country. That's all we were doing. And in a sense, I suppose, thanking God for having created that person. Question 222. Do we honor Christ and the saints when we pray before the crucifix, relics, and sacred images? We honor Christ and the saints when we pray before the crucifix, relics, and sacred images because we honor the persons they represent. We adore Christ and we venerate the saints. That's an interesting word, venerate. Two words there, adore. we adore only Christ, and we venerate the saints, including the Blessed Virgin Mary. Even though theologians, is the word for venerate in Greek is dulia, and the word for adore is latria, but the word that we use for the Blessed Virgin Mary is hyperdulia. That is, of all veneration, she receives the most veneration of any saint. So, of course, we honor them. Christ made them saints. They didn't do it themselves. That's impossible. They cooperated with him, but he is the one who made them saints. They are his crowning work. Question 223. Do we pray to the crucifix or to the images and relics of the saints? We do not pray to the crucifix or to the images and relics of the saints, but to the persons they represent. It's important to remember this. We're not praying to a piece of wood or a hunk of plaster. Again, the image is a reminder only. So we're at the end of lesson 17. The prayer to be acquired is a very simple one, or the prayer to be said often whenever we hear the name of a saint is simply pray for us. So if you hear somebody announce Saint Joseph, then the response is pray for us. Or if you're praying privately, you can simply say Saint Joseph, pray for me. The habit to be acquired at this point is you should be regularly reading the lives of the saints. Learn about them, how they fulfilled God's purpose in the marvelous ways that they did. It's a great edification, gives you a lot of hope. You can understand that through tremendous trials, they hung on and practiced the love of God and neighbor. And to see how they do it is very important. One thing about the lives of the saints, there's some lives that are not so good. That is, if they only present to us, if you will, a plastic image of a saint, where the saint has really no flaws and no trials, well, that isn't very useful. A good life of a saint will tell you about how they struggled to come to the great faith that they had.